There are more species of insects than pretty much anything else in the world, and scientists know there are millions they haven't even identified yet. Now, as NPR's Veronique LaCapra reports, a multinational team of scientists has just completed the first ever insect census in a tropical rainforest in Panama.
That's what a tropical rainforest sounds like, except I'm not in Panama. I'm at the Insect Zoo in the Smithsonian's Natural History Museum in Washington, D.C.
We're standing in front of a colony of leafcutter ants.
Smithsonian entomologist Scott Miller is one of the scientists who worked on the Panama Insect Project.
And there you see one of the workers who's carrying a leaf above its head and across its back as if it were sort of a sail. It looks kind of like a sailboat walking across the rock here.
Miller says the leafcutter ant is one of thousands of arthropod species in Panama's San Lorenzo forest. Arthropods, those are insects, plus spiders, mites, centipedes, and pretty much everything else that lives on land and has at least six legs. Many researchers thought that counting all the arthropods in even a small area of rainforest would be impossible. But that didn't stop Yves Basset, who is an entomologist with the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute in Panama. He led the study.
We sample every arthropod from the soil to the top of the forest. We call that the canopy.
That canopy was as much as 13 stories above the forest floor. So Basset and his multinational team of researchers and volunteers had to get creative. They got help from professional tree climbers. They used a helium balloon to soar above the foliage. They had a helicopter lower a giant inflatable sampling platform onto the treetops. And they also had a construction crane right in the middle of the forest.
The scientists are actually sitting in a little gondola, a little sort of cage, if you want. And then you have a radio, and then you tell the operator where you want to go.
The floor of a rainforest is humid, but up in the canopy, it's sunny, dry, and very windy.
If you are sort of dangling on the rope when there is big wind, this could be dangerous. Also, some branches might fall, so you have to be a bit careful about this.
It took Basset and his team 2 years to collect the specimens and send them out to labs all over the world for identification. The Smithsonian Scott Miller says it took more than 100 scientists another 8 years to process them all. Miller says to identify the species, researchers relied in part on DNA analysis, and in part on the arthropods' physical characteristics.
The hard parts of the male and female genitalia in many insects give us the diagnostic characters for species.
In all, Yves Basset and his colleagues had collected almost 130,000 arthropods, more than 6,000 species, from a total area of forest not much bigger than a football field. They published their results this week in the journal Science. May Berenbaum is an insect ecologist at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. She wasn't involved in the Panama study, but she says nothing like it has ever been done before. And it's important because of the critical role arthropods play in nature.
They are what make communities run. They are the garbage disposers. They are the pollinators. They are the food for other organisms.
And, she says, as development and climate change threaten places like tropical rainforests, we need all the baseline information we can get.
If you don't know what's there, you don't know what's missing, and you don't know how to set aside or how to save what you need to preserve the entire community.
Berenbaum says she hopes there'll be many more studies like this one. Veronique LaCapra, NPR News.